Today is Saturday, April 22nd, 2017, and this...
But you actually spent your birthday in Vegas, where you went to Gordon Ramsay's steak restaurant.
Yes.
And one of your team, you were there with, posted this photo.
Yes.
Gordon, what is this? It's like a wheel of meat.
It's an amazing meat trolley that we bring round to the tables and then go through every cut from the rib cap to the bone-in ribeye.
Right.
LA, New York strip. The most amazing way of looking at a steak before you eat it.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 597.
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting. Out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Lovely to see you this evening.
Oh, you too.
Like we haven't spent the entire day together.
Right.
Oh, yes. So, we've got some things to talk about this week related to Las Vegas, and we have some listener calls. And I'd like to thank you for not kicking me in the balls, even though I didn't get that thing posted that I said I was going to get done for sure before this week's show.
Oh, there's still time.
Do what you got to do. I will stand by my whatever it is that I did.
I'm just going to stand there and look down on you and say shame, shame, shame.
That's normal. I have to turn our microphones up, I think.
Okay.
Because I really love hearing the sound of my own voice. So, let's jump into some... Oh, before we get to the news, let's thank our sponsors slash patrons. This podcast is supported by more than 180 patrons. They include Ryan Nematolahi. I probably butchered that. Ken But I'm going to screw this up. I can't say Ken this week. That's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Buxa, Howard Daniels, Justin Vicari, Gabriel Cohen, Michael Stanislaus Dubois, Keith Nettles, Tim Sopko, let's say Sopko. God, I'm so bad with names. Patrick Walters, Dave Lifton, Peter McDougall, and Gary Fisk. Thank you to all of our patrons, these people and others, who are supporting the podcast each week, each month, each day, each year. If you're wondering what this is all about, check out patreon.com/500.
Sometime this year, you're at a certain level, you'll be able to see a video.
Quarterly. It's part of my quarterly bonus content thing for...
Quarterly?
Certain... I think it's quarterly, isn't it, for that level? I got to check this shit. I want to make sure I don't miss any of this stuff.
Uh-huh. You're already falling behind on your obligations, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not behind yet.
Okay. Yet.
I'm not going to. I'm going to keep up with this. I posted two other things this week, though. I've got my monthly column. I've got some... my recurring photo thing I'm doing for everybody, which has been fun. Delving back into our photo archives and finding a bunch of shit that no longer exists and reminding people of the wonderful and not so wonderful.
What have you posted? Things. Oh, wait. Maybe you shouldn't say because
no,
that's a...
something just for the people who support the show on Patreon. So, all right. So.
It shall remain a mystery to everyone.
I know. I could show you even though you're not a. You don't need to be a supporter because, you know, you're here. But I could give you access to my account so you can see this stuff.
That's okay.
Because otherwise you don't see it. There's no way for me to give access to people other than if they pay. So, but I can...
Oh, I pay.
I can... I know you put up with so much. All right. Thank you to our sponsors, patrons, supporters, super fans. We love you. All right. So, some news this week. A few little things to touch on. Let's start with Binion's. This is something kind of interesting yesterday on Twitter from the folks at Binion's. Binion's is owned by the same people who own Four Queens. Terry Caudill is the guy whose company owns it. And they have a shared social media person, I think, who works between the two. And anyway, on the Four Queens Twitter page, she posted a picture of the Binion's pool, which is one of the few... Well, no, that's not really true. The Binion's hotel area has been closed since 2009. The pool remained open so that Four Queens guests can use it because Four Queens does not have a pool. So, They posted a picture of the pool saying it was opening on Friday. One of our listeners, Jonathan Holt, responded to that tweet and said, hey, it would be a lot better if your hotel were to be refurbished and reopened.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, they responded and said they were working on that.
Hmm.
So I was like, Jonathan pointed that out to me, and I went, that's interesting. And I tweeted, and I said, is there a time frame for this? And they said, no, but we will keep people informed as things develop. So that's kind of interesting, but this has come up about every 2 years since they've closed that they're going to reopen, and it hasn't happened yet. So until they start working on rooms and we start seeing pictures of guys, like, gutting rooms and putting in new furniture and stuff.
Throwing out old mattresses and things.
Yeah, I'm sure that all that stuff is still in there. All that old, the old stuff. They're going to have to completely gut those rooms and start over. So until we start seeing some serious work done, I wouldn't really give this much credence just because they've mentioned this, not so much on Twitter, but I know a couple years ago it was in the mayor's State of the City thing she does every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were listing off projects that are coming up, and I think it was like 2015, and Binion's reopening the hotel was among them.
Oops.
And then there was that thing where they had a room video online, and it was kind of hidden. The owners used to have an investment page, which is no longer up. I think they were trying to raise money. And on that page, they had this crazy animation of what their rooms would look like. And this was when they were going to be redecorated by the guy who operates Fremont Country Club and Backstage Billiards.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, cow skin prints and, like, big
cattle
heads on the, skulls on the wall. And
it was, like, Western on crack theme or something.
Really nutty. And obviously that never happened. So that was probably, that had to be, like, at least four or five years ago. So anyway, it was interesting that they publicly stated that this was going to happen, but without much behind it, I wouldn't hold my breath on this. Eventually, maybe it will, but I don't know. I don't know if they have the funding to do so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is the steakhouse on the same level as the pool, or are they different?
I think it's a different level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we went to the steakhouse for a quick drink.
They're both up very high, though.
Viewed the pool.
We were at the pool for some event. There was something that we had. They had something up there, and we went up and we wandered around the pool and checked it out. There was nobody there. It was really weird.
Okay.
I can't remember what the event was, but there was something where we actually hung out at the pool for 10-15 minutes.
I do not remember this.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it was odd. It was supposed to be some sort of party or reception or something, and I don't remember how we ended up there, but we did. It's a nice enough pool area.
They found out we were coming, and everybody scattered.
I think I don't know. The steakhouse, like, people are, the view from the steakhouse. We haven't eaten there, but we've been up there and looked around and had some drinks. And the views from downtown aren't that great. You know, there's just not, it's not like on the strip. There's not that much to see.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put something at the top of a building. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to have great views. We talked about this a little bit with the downtown Grand thing. It's like, we would have had the mountains. It would have been decent, but it's not. I don't know. It's weird to promote fantastic views when you're talking about downtown, just because they don't exist. They were probably better before the canopy was up. We know they were before the zip line was up. If you were at that, if you were at Oscars at Plaza, but now that's all blocked off. You can't really see much. So I don't know. Having the rooftop pool there, it's like, well, that's novel, but whatever. Okay, people like being up high. That's what it comes down to.
People like being high, too.
Well, I guess so, but that's an odd thing to say. Okay, people like being high.
Happy belated 420.
Whatever. I don't know if the stoners still aren't worse. The nerds are still worse than the stoners for stupid shit that they tweet about all the time.
Did you mute the 420 hashtag?
Oh, my hashtag mute game is so strong.
I think we might have talked about this last week.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before I only see like three people on Twitter.
May's coming up.
I've already got that shit locked down. I did that from last year. And if something seeps through, that I'm just going to unfollow those fuckers. I unfriended people on Facebook last year. I'm like, I can't be friends with anybody who mentions that thing you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. Anyway, moving along.
The day before Cinco de Mayo.
Let's talk about transportation. We talk about the monorail quite often and what a disappointment that's been. There is a plan afoot for light rail in Las Vegas, specifically from the airport to downtown. And the Senate approved a bill to kind of get the trains running, I guess. It still has to go through a lot of different things before it would become an actual thing. But the plans call for a line that would run alongside Maryland Parkway, like I said, from McCarran to downtown. Interesting and like novel. I like the idea of having direct transportation in that manner, in a mass transit manner, other than a bus from the airport to downtown. However, this is just like another piecemeal thing. They already have the monorail, which is a fucking mess. So for that to be useful, connect all this shit together. So
right.
If they bring up, let's say they build this monorail. So now we got light rail. So now we've got a light rail that goes from the airport to downtown. We've got a monorail that cruises along the strip. None of it's connected up. It doesn't make any sense. Like, fucking figure your shit out and have one thing and have it useful. Now we're going to have multiple things that are semi-useful. It's very lame. So I like the concept. I just don't like that this is the direction they're going. The plan is for up to 50% of the... I don't know what the estimate is. I'm sure it's billions. But up to 50% would come from potentially federal grants. And I don't know. They'll probably tack on another 10% of the hotel tax to pay for the rest. I don't know.
This used to be more appealing to me before Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's like, okay, well, I spend like, $8 to get from the airport to downtown. So $12, whatever it is. Yeah, I like the idea of it. But again, unless you have a unified system, just fucking get your shit together. It's really, they're going to extend the monorail probably over to the, to Mandalay Bay so that all the major convention centers are connected. And it'll be closer to the stadium, assuming that gets built. But okay, well, that's nice. You still have the other side of the strip. You still have downtown. You still have the airport that aren't covered. I don't know. Anyway, other transportation news. Our friend John. Do you know John?
I know John. I love John.
I know. John's a good dude. So our friend John was in Las Vegas, and he reported that Bellagio has removed the people movers that go between the strip next to Cosmo and the main entrance. They've taken them all out. Presumably, they will just have a walkway there, but no
mechanical ways to move
those
people
fucking
along.
Slow, which I have mixed feelings about this too, because those fucking things are slow and people think it's a goddamn ride.
You almost got violent a couple times when we were behind some Mosiers on the walkway.
I think I almost got violent with you and John.
Yes. Yes. You did. It didn't get violent, but you almost did.
I was getting a little ragey. It's like,
we're having a great time.
I know, but it's not a ride.
No, but we were having fun.
People stand there.
We're catching up.
Those things are fucking slow, though. If you stood there without walking from the strip, if you just stood on those, it would take you like 12 minutes to get to the front door. You can get there in like 3.
It's such a beautiful view.
So I guess, I'm okay with this. I don't care if the walkways are gone. Mm-hmm. The walkways are fine. I don't care if the automatic things are gone. Because unless you're going to speed them up, then go ahead. They should go like 35 miles an hour. Just hold on for your dear life. The escalators are still there, so.
And you had to use the walkways. It's not like the airport where you have
an option. And then you've got the people who stand there and they don't understand the stand to one side thing. And they block the whole goddamn way, so you're stuck behind them. Oh, people are the worst. People impeding the progress of those behind them, especially when those behind them are me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal.
And then the madder you got, the funnier it was to me and John. So I'm
glad I could provide that entertainment for you.
Oh, you do.
All right. Some other work happening. MGM Grand is going to be expanding. This should not be that big of a deal for people staying there. However, they're going to expand their convention space by more than 200,000 square feet. The three-story addition is going to occur. Right now, there's just this little road that goes through where people can be dropped off and picked up. They're going to put it there. And I think, if you're on the monorail,
mm-hmm.
when you're at when you're looking out at MGM, when you drive, when you cruise by there, there's a giant tent. You know what I'm talking about? I think they use it for convention events.
I think so.
I think they might use part of that space too, but it's mainly right behind that. So if you're staying at MGM Grand and you're worried about construction issues and noise, I don't think many people will be disrupted because it's like two blocks away from the actual hotel. It's a big, they've got a big chunk of land there for MGM Grand.
Yes, they do.
So if you're a big fan of convention space, MGM Grand is expanding theirs. It's such a big business. They keep, like all these places keep expanding, but that's where the money's at these days. So I guess I do not blame them. And it's not taking away anything that we enjoy. So what the hell? All right.
More bathrooms.
I don't know if I'd walk back to their convention center for a bathroom, though.
That's quite a hike.
That's a, it's a whole separate complex. Yeah. I don't even know if it's connected. It must be somewhere because it's like behind the pool. It's way the fuck over there.
That's a really long way.
I'm sure it's connected somehow.
Go to Topgolf at that point.
It's got to be connected because they would have to have people walking over there. But yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be a very convenient place. That is one of my things that I'm a fan of if you're looking for a private bathroom is to go to the convention space when there's nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Not that I've done that very often, but you know, it's got to be within reason. I'm not up for a 4-mile hike. If that's the case, I might as well just go back to my room. Okay, moving along.
What sort of things do you do in these bathrooms?
Take care of business in private. Normal bodily functions. It's nothing... forget it. Well, and then there's the of course, the earning aspect of it.
Right.
But that's reserved for slots of fun. Nothing but the cleanest, classiest restrooms for my side gig. I need a name for that company. And yeah. It's not going to be Five Handy. I like to think of it as the Uber of hand jobs. No, then it would come to you, so that doesn't really work. Well, it kind of does. All right, I need to quit talking about this. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Can a guy who's lost all his money, okay, make a simple $10 in the good old honest way? All right. Major League Baseball has indicated that it would consider moving a team to Las Vegas. I think it's probably not going to happen. I think it's probably just maneuvering. I said this with the Raiders, of course, too, and look where that got me.
Uh-huh.
But I think we might want to look to the football team and the hockey team and see how things go before we start talking about moving basketball or baseball teams.
Yeah. You might want to see if you can support two teams first.
Yeah. There are a couple baseball teams that are trying to get new stadiums, namely the Oakland A's. Wouldn't that be a slap in the face for Las Vegas to take the Raiders and the A's?
Yes.
Ouch. And then the Tampa Bay Rays as well. But like I said, it was one of those things where someone asked the commissioner, Rob Manfred, would you ever move a team to Las Vegas? And he's like, well, I'm not going to rule it out. So it wasn't a super hey, we're seriously considering Las Vegas. It was just a kind of an offhanded response.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling if you would have asked him, hey, would you move a baseball team to Austin, Texas? He'd probably go, yeah, we might consider it.
Mm-hmm. If there's money in it.
But
yeah.
It got a lot of headlines, and that's why I thought we should maybe talk about it a little bit.
The baseball problem.
Yes.
Most of the games are in the summer.
So they'd have to build a dome.
Yep.
Baseball inside is horrible.
As we know.
I don't care if it is a retractable dome. Those are horrible too. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know we've got a lot of listeners in Milwaukee. That ballpark fucking sucks. We were there for a concert, and I'm like, oh, it's a fucking warehouse. It is a shitty ballpark. I know that you probably love it because you're old. I don't know. I would think.
I like the sausage race.
Yeah, I mean, it's amusing, but it's not a good ballpark. Got to have it outside. I don't care if you do have a few rainouts.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it'd be shitty seeing a game in Las Vegas. The other thing is, too, because baseball is such a long season, it's not like hockey and football especially, which is so short,
right,
where they're going to draw fans from out of town for baseball. Yeah, you'll get some, but you're not going to get nearly as many people going to see a baseball game in Vegas as you would one of these other sports with a shorter season and fewer home games and things like that. So it would be a bad idea. I don't think it's going to happen. All right. Billy Idol, who has residency at House of Blues, has once again extended his show. Yeah, I know it is good. New dates have been added for October. There are other events in Las Vegas in October, so if you're going to be there early or stay there late, you might have a chance to see Billy Idol.
Hmm.
I think he's there the same weekend as our events, but I can't encourage people to go then because they would be missing out on our fun. our event, of course, we will be discussing more as details are available to you. If you want details on the Billy Idol show, houseofblues.com or billyidol.net. And if you like Billy Idol's music, we cannot recommend this enough.
It's great.
Yes, we reviewed it. I don't know. How long ago was that? A year ago, roughly?
I think it was a year ago because I think we saw him
right when
March.
It opened.
Yeah.
Great show. Really, really fun. And then we saw him again when he toured. We didn't even tour. He just played a handful of shows in the Midwest, like two or three. And we got to see him again. And it was a similar show and it was really good.
Yeah.
So
I'd go see it again. I would.
I might too. I like Billy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We, oddly enough, have this weird convergence of specialty cocktail updates.
Ooh, tell me
so
more.
So I lumped them all into one little bit here. And we're going to start off with a phone call for one of the updates. And then we'll talk about a few other specialty drinks that get a lot of coverage on this podcast and elsewhere.
Hi, 500. This is Tom from SoCal calling you. Hey, I'm at the Vesper Bar because I really wanted to try the botanist drink they had here. But unfortunately, they no longer have it. They said that no one ordered it, so everything just went bad by the time anyone wanted it. So they sell it. So, yeah, sad news. I was really disappointed when I got here. All right, bye.
All right, we'll hear more from...
Sorry that you didn't get to hear that, get to have that, I mean.
We will hear more from Tom later in the phone call segment, but...
We were talking about this. Your response to that was, put it on the damn menu.
Exactly. What the fuck? Nobody's ordering it? Maybe it's because it's a secret drink. I mean, I get that thing. People like to order things that aren't on the menu, and they're like word of mouth. Well, clearly it's not working when your ingredients are going bad. Put it on the fucking menu. Maybe people order it. And if they're not, then get rid of it. Seems like there's a step they missed in there. So this secret menu thing has gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when, like, doesn't Taco Bell have a secret menu now?
Probably.
What could that possibly consist of? They have 7 ingredients. They just change up how they package them together. What could they possibly have that they haven't already come up with? Instead of chicken as the fucking shell, they have, like, fried pork? No, I know. That's the correct look. It's a horrible idea, but...
I love pork, but no.
I don't know. We can stop with the secret menu. It's not novel anymore.
It's either too secret or too well known.
There you go. So let's just not do it. Let's just put it on the menu and call it a day. We don't have to make everything so complex and special. Let's talk about another special drink. We love it. It's tasty. It's delicious. It's fruity. It's called the Sinatra Smash. It's served at Wynn and Encore. Not long ago, they narrowed down the bars that the Sinatra Smash was available at. One of them that was eliminated was Parasol Down. Apparently, however, it has returned to Parasol Down once again, according to our friend John, who was just in Las Vegas scouting out such important things. I didn't tell him we were going to talk about his entire trip on our show. He tweeted this stuff out, though, so it's public knowledge. So, yeah.
So if you want to watch the frogs sing Low Rider or Friends in Low Places and have a little Sinatra Smash,
you can do it once again. That's
good news.
Or
Steve Wynn's Balls.
You can have Steve Wynn's Balls while watching the frog?
No, you can watch Steve Wynn's Balls and have a Sinatra Smash.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen the floating balls on the Wynn Lake in a while. I'm about due for that ridiculous thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another popular drink, of course, is the Verbena, which is served at Chandelier Level 1.5 at Cosmopolitan when it is open.
Oh, is this on the menu?
The Verbena? Yes, Verbena is on the menu.
Is it now?
I don't know. It used to be.
I didn't think it was.
Was that always a secret drink, too?
I think so.
I don't know. They have such a great specialty drink menu. I thought it was just on the menu.
I don't think it is.
Well, okay, so that's a thing, too. But for whatever reason, the word has spread quickly on that one.
Because
that could be the same problem where those little Szechuan buttons go bad. But if nothing else, there have been times where they are out of the buttons.
Yeah, because they're so popular.
Yep. Well, when Chandelier 1.5 is closed, occasionally it will be available on request at level 1. That's how it has been historically, but not always. However, we received a report on our Facebook group from Michael, who was just there, and he said it is now available all the time, whether 1.5 is open or not, at level 1. The story, apparently, that he heard is that an executive ordered it at level 1 and was told he had to go up to 1.5, and that did not sit well.
Oh.
So it is now available, supposedly, reportedly, at level 1 all the time. And I welcome this because that means that while you're playing video poker, if you get one of the
Drink tickets. Which are very hard to get at Chandelier Ice.
Now, somebody.
In my experience.
I think it was Michael who reported this, who posted. They were spitting out like crazy when he was playing. He was playing blackjack on those machines, and they were spitting out like crazy.
I think what we've discovered with the drink tickets is it's random.
It is. It seems very random. Then there was a drink that we talked about a week or two ago called the Buzzberry. Mm-hmm. And one of our listeners reported on Twitter, thank you, Kylie, for this report, that Buzzberry is only available. And this is a fruity variation of the Verbena. It is indeed only available when the bartender named Shane is working on level 1.5. He apparently will not share the recipe with his fellow bartenders. Mm-hmm. Although, if you worked with him, wouldn't you just watch him make one?
Yeah.
And then just do it? Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's some sort of bartender code I'm not aware of that they won't do that. But so you got to look for that guy and ask him for one, apparently, if you really want
to. Do other bartenders have a variation on it, though?
They should each come up with their own.
Yeah, I think they should.
What would they do with it, though?
I don't know.
Like, so, you know, doing
different fruits?
Yeah, I suppose. Seems like you'd have to go in a completely different. Could you do like a Verbena Bloody Mary combo?
No, you could. Oh, no.
They're making Bloody Marys with all kinds of shit now, where it's not just your standard vodka.
Oh, yeah, that's and tequila, been happening
you
for
know,
a while.
Your tequila and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know. Just stick with the vodka. That's how they're supposed to taste. I'm very set in my ways this week.
You are.
I don't like a lot of monkeying around with my Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the horror on my face if I ever were to get a Bloody Mary and it had a fucking sweet pickle in it? I would lose my fucking shit. Oh, let's hope that never happens. Somebody's doing that right now, I guarantee it. Ugh. Yeah, let's replace this thing that a lot of people like with something that only like one-fifth of people kind of like. Okay.
Is anyone passionate about sweet pickles?
Passionate about them? People like them. I've had a couple people indicate on Twitter and elsewhere that they do like sweet pickles. Now, I was surprised because some of the people who agreed with me on my sweet pickle, I think I had a recent sweet pickle tweet.
We went to Red Cow and you went off on the sweet pickles instead of how fucking awesome the burger was.
The burger was great. Just didn't eat that abomination served with it.
You didn't even eat them. You just placed him to the side and gave him a look of disdain.
I know. It's just that because I wasn't warned. If I would have put those in my burger and bitten into it, it would have been hell to pay. Now I have to test every goddamn pickle before I put it on my burger. That's not right. I need a taster to go out and test things before I eat them.
Okay, we need to get a pickle taster.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Pickle taster.
I don't remember. I had something else to say, and now I forgot what it was. Something related to pickles. Oh, I was surprised that several of the people who agreed with me that their abominations were from the South. I thought that was a big thing in the South to have sweet pickles with everything. Hmm. Kind of like pineapples in Hawaii. I love stereotypes. The dumbest stereotypes. Yeah, they serve pickles and I don't know what the hell. All right. Now I'm going to get a 6-paragraph explanation of the purpose of sweet pickles from somebody. Please don't. I'm not going to read it. So, all right, moving along. Should we take some phone calls?
Sure.
You're looking at me like, man, you are a fucking idiot. How did I marry you?
No. I'm just fascinated by
the look I'm getting this week.
Your anger.
All right. Let us move along to some phone calls, beginning with this one.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. This is Renee.
Hello.
From Minneapolis, Minnesota, your neighbor, kind of. Anyway, I just wanted to just got back from a Vegas trip and wanted to give you a review of my 3 beautiful days in Las Vegas. I went with a girlfriend of mine, and we stayed at the Mirage. Rooms were nice. Although, I have to say, they need to really change the bathroom amenities. They smell like dude stuff, like bad to the extent of, like, I'm not even sure what it was. Maybe
Aqua
like
Velva?
Old Spice, but it was gross. It was totally musky, disgusting. So MGM, get with the program and put some that the ladies are going to like too. Beyond that, otherwise it was great. Nothing spectacular about the Mirage. As far as activities, we decided to venture off the strip for one day and went to Red Rocks. Hadn't been there in a few years, so it was great to, you know, get a little away from the bling bling of Vegas. But, it was perfect. Everything right now is in bloom. Desert flowers. I didn't know there were such a thing as desert flowers, but they're everywhere. Lots of little purple ones and pink ones and all sorts of different colors. So if your colors enjoy hiking, it's really, really wonderful right now. Also, thanks to Michelle, your suggestion, we went and saw the Backstreet Boys.
Awesome.
Amazing. My 90s dreams have been accomplished. My dreams are true. I've seen all five of them in their full glory. Fireworks, confetti. It was awesome. So thanks for that great suggestion. And restaurants, we went to a couple places. On the same day we went to Red Rocks, we went to a place called Cinnamon, which is, I guess, like some sort of Hawaiian mini chain. But anyway, they have guava pancakes, which were out of this world. So,
served with pineapple.
You know, regular pancakes, buttermilk pancakes, whatever, but with this guava sauce over them. Holy crap. Sugar overload, but amazing. So if anyone is like a guava freak like me, you'll love them. On the Strip, we went to Rose Rabbit Lye. Food was good. I had some sort of celery root puree. That was interesting and good. I like that. My dining partner had a caviar pizza that she loved. Not my jam for caviar, but if you like caviar, apparently it's really good. But we also had the poutine. Now that was phenomenal. So it had little fingerling potatoes. So it wasn't like your normal like poutine, you know, some Minnesotans I know with the cheese curd. It had some fancy cheese, but it had fingerling potatoes and a sauce. Amazing. The other thing about Rose River Life, the callers are probably familiar with it. You get like a show with it and it is loud, but it was good. I mean, there was some dancing, there was singing, there was piano, it was all there. The only, I guess, negative is my back was to the show, so it was hard for me to see. So I had to kind of like jimmy myself funny, but the performance was excellent. Just know going in that you're not going to have a very quiet meal, but it was good. Gambling, did good at craps at the D. We hit on a table that this lady that was, imagine that, a man quite drunk, but she was just going forever before sevening out. So won a lot of money on the drunk lady throwing crap. So I had a lot of fun with that. Cocktails. Oh, I had an amazing cocktail at Lago. I had the Lago cocktail. That thing has gold glitter in it. So sparkly, 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 and yummy. Oh, and it had the flower in the ice cube. And it was, of course, overlooking the Bellagio fountain. So if you want an experience with a drink with gold glitter and the fountains, highly recommend it. Anyway, that's the highlights of my trip. It was great. Of course, Vegas is always fantastic. So thanks for the tips and I'll be back soon. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. I cannot help but wonder how much of that gold glitter you have to eat before it comes out the other side. It's the first thing I thought when I heard that call. That's where my horribly childish mind goes.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, good. I'm not alone.
Everyone knows I have a childish mind, though.
I would imagine it would have to be quite a bit of glitter before. I don't know. Let's not investigate this.
Her description of it is interesting.
I'm sure it's a delightful
drink. I'd
like
to have a glittery drink.
I could just pour. I've got some glitter.
Oh, I know you do.
I could just pour some in a drink for you.
No, that's okay.
That might be toxic. That probably isn't healthy. All right. Moving along to our next caller.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Seth from West Virginia.
Hello.
Calling with a quick trip report. I was out in Las Vegas for the 9th March Madness trip. Same group of guys have been going out there for this is our 9th year. It's essentially become a greatest hits trip, which is fine with everybody there. But we did manage to try a couple of new things, and I wanted to call and let you guys know some of the stuff we really enjoyed. The theme of some of the new stuff was fuku. We tried Momofuku and also Fuku Burger. Three of us went to Momofuku at the Cosmopolitan. The highlight there was the pork buns and the fried chicken buns. They were on the lunch menu there early in the day. We went at 9 o'clock at night, and it was a little bit later, and I would have liked it a lot better if we had gone during the day, because when you're in Vegas, the dinners are so limited. It wasn't a waste of a dinner. Very good. I recommend the pork buns and the fried chicken bun. Fuku Burger is the best burger I've ever had in Las Vegas. It's worth the drive off the strip. I had something called the Butu Burger with jazz fries, which is fries with a sauce they call crack sauce, and that sauce lives up to its name, and also brown gravy. I've been thinking about that burger ever since we got back. Saturday, moved downtown and started the morning off at Brightside Breakfast and Burgers. Walked up, placed your order at the register, and I wanted just something quick, bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. See it on the menu, order it. They say that all their breakfast sandwiches come on some sort of Hawaiian bun, no substitutions. I'm looking at a giant cooler with all these bagels, and I thought, can't you just throw it on a bagel? But fine, whatever. Can I get it to go? Yes. Have a seat at the counter. We'll bring it out to you. They brought it out quick. It wasn't to go, which wasn't a problem. So I just sat at the counter and ate it. It was very good, very quick. I think it's a good addition, but I don't know how it's going to fit in with the Hash House of Go-Go there. It seems like it's the sort of same stuff. Downtown Saturday was one of those great Vegas days. Everything I touched, I won. I won my $50 parlay for the day, three-team parlay. Went to the D, played blackjack, and doubled up in 30 minutes. Went down to downtown Grand, played some roulette with some free play or match play they were giving me. Won at that. Went down and checked out Lucky Dragon. Took their $8 I won for a new member. Hit a couple four of a kinds, ran it up to about $120. Lucky Dragon Casino, it's the first time I was there. It's very nice, really a lot smaller than I thought. And it's like your own private casino. It was really quiet in there, which I hate to see because I wanted to continue to do well. Saturday was such a good day. When I did my daily accounting, I had $10 more in cash than I brought with me. I decided to shut it down. The last 2 days of the trip were at Luxor, my first time staying there. I had an unrenovated pyramid room. I thought it was really good. I liked it. After I decided to sort of shut Gambling down with just a couple small video poker sessions while I was at Luxor and Mandalay Bay. The pool was great. Sat out there since I wasn't gambling and read some books and lounged by the pool. And the video poker at the High Limit Bar in Luxor was surprisingly playable. It was very good. Overall, really surprised with Luxor. That's it. We'll start planning the 10th trip next year for March Madness. And appreciate the show and everything you guys do. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. You. That dude has some discipline. Shutting down gambling 2 days to go on the trip. Can you imagine me trying to do that?
No. No, I can't.
It wouldn't work out well. I admire somebody with that restraint who stops when he's doing well. Yeah, glad to get a review on Brightside, especially because we hadn't heard anything about that place.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds somewhat like I would expect. Like, oh, hey, we've got this food. By the way, no substitutions because we don't really want to give you, you know, these options that we have here that you would like.
That you can clearly see.
And we're not going to give it to you takeout, even though that's how you ordered it. Plaza always getting it kind of not quite right. I have no faith in that place. All right. And Momofuku sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of want to try those fried chicken buns or whatever they were. Sounds
and
delicious.
Pork buns.
Mm. All of the above.
Yes, please.
Okay. Next up.
Hi, Jim. Long-time listener. Calling from Las Vegas, obviously.
Do you have a name?
And we had a five-day trip down here. And we spent 2 days on the strip and then 3 days, actually, second day here on the strip. And stepping out of the Backstreet Boys concert for my wife.
Yeah,
but
sure
I will. I just want to leave a message and say, one of the hidden gyms downtown. You know, we went to the Container, we said the Golden Nugget, went to the Container Park. There's a place in the Container Park called Oak and Ivy, first of all. Fucking amazing what they make, though. Like, the mix objects are just, you know, blows your mind. Small, tiny little place. I think it's a cape, but it is pretty, it's pretty nice. And then if you want to sit at the other side of the gamut, when we came down to the strip, we stayed at Bally's for 3 days or more than half. And right across the road, literally, this little shithole called State Store, dollar PPRs. You know, I'm from Washington State. And, you know, can't ignore them. You know, it's one of those things. It is, you know, those two places so far. And like, it's just a strip in general. But, you know, the Oak and Ivy, mainly, I just want to, you know, call. Also, and just say, man, you guys do a fucking awesome podcast. A lot of where we went on this trip, you know, the Atomic Lounge, Fritz Tiki Lounge, things that you guys mentioned, or, you know, I listened to one of the podcasts that they mentioned. Just this cool, like, off-the-strip stuff. You guys doing great. Just want to leave that note for the Oak and Ivy, because that is a, like I said, that's a hate gym. So just want to leave a note. Love you guys. Fuck you. Love you.
All right, that covers the bases. I appreciate that, because if you do, you know, enjoy what we do, eventually we're going to let you down. You're going to want to tell us to fuck off anyway. So might as well cover it all
yep.
at once.
Yep. We tried to go to Oak and Ivy on our last trip, but there was nowhere to sit. And yeah, then I think we ended up going to Atomic.
That's the only problem with that place is it is so
it's
small.
It's so small.
If I'm going to go there, I want to sit at the bar. I don't want to have to sit outside. And there's only, like, what, 8 or 10 spots?
Yeah.
So it's delicious, though. They do a really good job there. Mm-hmm. I like that bar. It's really cool. It's just if it's busy, or it doesn't even have to be that busy. If there's anybody else there, you're screwed. So it's worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. And finally, let's hear from Tom once again.
Hi, 500. It's Tom from Southern California again. Hey, finishing up that trip report that I gave you on the was a Vesper bar with not having the botanist anymore, which is very sad. So the first day we checked in, it was kind of a birthday trip, and the as soon as we checked in, maybe 45 minutes later, a knock at the door came, and we opened the door, and there was a cake that said happy birthday on it for us. So that was really nice. It was just a black and white cake with a big old bow on top. It was really cool. So later that night, we went to the buffet at Caesars, the Bacchanal. We checked in on Easter Sunday, so we went to the Easter buffet brunch there, which was really nice. The food was really good, and surprisingly, it was just empty, maybe half full at the most. And the best thing about brunch and buffets is they give you the unlimited mimosas and whatever else you want to drink. Next day, I wanted to try out the skilled slots they held, the new ones they have at Planet Hollywood. So we went over there expecting to be a big crowd around it, but no one. We were the only ones there. And so it was me and a friend. So we played one game, the blackjack game, which we put maybe $40 into and played for about half hour, 45 minutes. And it is a lot of fun. You probably won't win a lot of money, but it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend playing it. It was a lot of fun. Went back the next day to see if anyone was playing, because it figured it'd be more fun with more people. And there was two guys playing the poker one. So I decided to play that a little bit, and I suck at poker, so I didn't win very much, but came out ahead a little bit. So it wasn't terrible. But at the same time, the resort was planning to do a software update on the machine. So we didn't have a whole lot of time to play. While talking to the guy who was a representative for the company that makes them, he said they're opening up ones at Paris the next day and Flamingo, and opening up three more machines of the same kind at Caesars on Friday. So tomorrow, actually. Went to Gordon Ramsay Fish and Chips. It was excellent. The fish just falls apart, and the chips are really crispy and good. Went to the VR place in the Link also, which was a lot of fun. I did the one where you sit in a kind of a motion chair and you kind of fly over the savanna and see a bunch of different animals. And at the end of that, you get to ride a roller coaster, which is kind of neat. I would do it again, try something new. They have four different experiences you can do. It's a lot of fun. I recommend that. Went to Vice Versa in the, Vidara, which is basically their lobby bar, which I didn't realize until we got there, but we were there by the time I realized it. So screw it, we were there. We had some, which was nice. We got the little Mediterranean plate because the day before we had so much fried food. We just needed something that wasn't fried and gross. So that was really nice. On the night before we left, we went to the Mandarin bar, which we always say we'd go to, but haven't had the chance to do until our last trip. And it was amazing. If you haven't gone, you need to go. The view is spectacular. It's about the same as one of the Cosmo rooms. So if you're not staying at Cosmo but want that view, go to the Mandarin Bar. The drinks are amazing. The food is just way better than I expected it to be. I would go just to have lunch there. It was spectacular. I also heard a rumor that MGM might buy Cosmopolitan, which I talked to someone there and said, yeah, that's not going to happen. They just spent way too much money on the place, and they're about to renovate the rooms. So, yeah, that's awesome news, because if MGM bought Cosmo, I would never go back. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the report. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm curious to see the skill-based slots in action. And Mandarin Bar is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We've been there in a while. We're due for another trip up there.
We are.
I'll have to bring some appropriate footwear and some pants. Don't want to have to borrow pants, mm-hmm. which apparently is a thing. I don't know if it's a thing there. We've had repeated reports from people visiting Wynn restaurants that they've been offered pants if they are without pants.
You would leave.
I'd be like, yep, see ya.
If pants are required?
Well, you know what? Usually if I'm going to a nice place, I'll put on pants.
Yeah.
If they told me if I had jeans on, like mm-hmm. decent, like not torn up jeans or anything, but decent right. looking jeans, and they said something, I'd be like, fuck all y'all. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm a classless slob. Fuck you. Moving along. This week's Facebook group post of the week is, if you haven't looked, you probably haven't seen this yet, have you?
Mm-mm.
Jason and Angela got married in Las Vegas, and Jason posted their wedding photos. Some really cool Vegas-y stuff. It's not just like wedding photos. It's like Vegas-y wedding mm-hmm. photos. It's really cool.
Oh, so, those are fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. So thanks to Jason for posting those. I will post a link in our show notes, as I do with such things. And there you go. All right, karma donations this week. Chris from Warwickshire, UK. Karma donation for an annual trip, a week at Wynn, beginning in a few days. And said, thanks for keeping me going on dog walks over the cold winter months.
Aww.
He's more dedicated than I am. Our dog doesn't get shit in the winter. Like every fifth day, maybe. George, with a Facebook stupidity tax. George posted some things that I think weren't supposed to. I think he intended to post them on his own Facebook wall and instead put them on our group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, this doesn't have anything. Anyway, he felt bad about it. So.
Aww.
Jim from Liberty Skis.
Long time listener.
That guy's been around forever.
Yeah.
Long time supporter. Thanks, Jim. We had a nice little email exchange.
Cool.
He's got two upcoming trips. And
yay.
Good luck to you. Hope you have a great time. Mm-hmm. And good to hear from you, too. It's always cool when we hear from people who've been listening for a long time. I'm like, oh, my God, they're still around.
Yeah.
That's impressive that people stick with us for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Michael with a karma donation for an upcoming guy's trip, relatively new to the podcast and loves the show. Well, thank you, sir.
As I mentioned, like
stick with it. We will eventually disappoint you. Jamie, used the team name 500 by Midnight at a trivia contest and won third place.
Cool.
Going to Vegas in 5 days and so thankful for the karma already, as well as all the tips and tricks for the podcast. Also join Patreon. Well, thank you, Jamie. Very kind of you. Hope you have good luck. Adam, karma donation coming at you. Karma donation caught. Hopefully it works. Need some good vibes sent my way for my trip. Is it me or is everybody who's giving us karma donations going on April 27th? There have been like four of those. I haven't read that date until now. I just realized.
Yeah.
Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you very much, Adam. James, karma donation for an upcoming trip, April 30th to May 2nd at Cosmo. Have a great time.
Yes.
I'm starting to crave the food again. Now that we're done talking about our trip, I'm like, I need to just think about it. I just need to think about wonderful Chino Poblano in my face. All right. Anyway, thanks as well to Bob and Beth from Florida. They sent an Admiral Nelson shot glass to our P.O. box, and it left me very confused. There's we have multiple Bob and Beth combos listening to the show, apparently, because I got that, and I was in an email exchange with the other Bob. Of the other Bob and Beth. And I was like, oh, by the way, thanks for the shot glass. He's like, wasn't me. Huh? I'm like, oops. So I looked at the thing and it's Florida instead of where he's from. So thanks, Bob and Beth. We do appreciate it. Very kind of you.
Thank you to everyone and good luck to everyone who's going on your upcoming trips.
We hope you have a great time. Whether you have good luck, we hope you have good luck, but mm-hmm. whether you do or not, have a great time. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Make new memories. Enjoy your journey. It is actually a journey, I suppose. Not like the cheesy journey that... Anyway, okay, 500bymidnight.com is our website.
Live your yoga.
Hmm?
Live your yoga.
Is that, yeah, I don't, that's not my thing. That's
no,
thing.
Obviously it is not.
Would I be less ragey if I went to yoga?
I think you'd be more ragey.
Okay. Because of their intention of making me less ragey?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, yeah, I'm probably not going to do that then. 500@gmail.com is the place to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. They should see, you know, I know you've mentioned that like your yoga place will have variations on things. Like they'll have a candlelight yoga and a couples yoga and all that. if there's a rage yoga that shows up on the schedule, I will
sign you up.
Drop my shit and go. I will drop whatever I'm working on. First in line for rage yoga. We're like,
they do have heavy metal yoga.
That's kind of cool, but that's not good enough.
Okay.
I need like
Rage Against Machine yoga.
No, I need where you do some sort of yoga pose mm-hmm. and then you just like start Swear. Bitching about something. No, it has to be specific. Like somebody would throw out the yoga instructor would then say, "How do you feel about
sweet
you
know, pickles?"
That's pretty specific, but you know, fast food restaurants. And then I would have something to complain about McDonald's and how mm-hmm. much it sucks or something. I don't know. And everybody there. It has to be broad enough that everybody there could find something to rage about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm on to something. This is going to be... We're going to open one of these in the strip mall right next to Cold Pizza.
Okay.
Rage yoga.
Cold pizza and rage yoga.
If people can do yoga in a fucking hot... Like in a sauna. That whole thing. Which, oh my God, the smells must be just sweat and farts and all that. You know,
I've never done hot yoga.
Horrible. But if they're going to do that, there's a space for rage yoga. There's an audience for that.
What about hot rage yoga?
No, I'm not. I don't want that. I want cool. I want it to be like 47 degrees in there when we're doing it. I'm going to stay. I don't want to sweat. All right. Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. You can occasionally hear my views on things other than Las Vegas or Las Vegas on there. So if you like the nonsense I spew on a weekly basis, sometimes I share it there too. 702-866-9494 is our voicemail line. Call us. We love to hear from you. Reviews, thoughts on Las Vegas-y things. All right. Anything I'm forgetting?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you as always for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. Thanks to all of our supporters. Thanks to all of you guys for all the love, and we do appreciate it. We will be back very soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.